Stuart Gray live on the radio station as soon as he's got his headset on. We'll have a quick word as Wednesday draw today at home to Fulham. Stuart, it seemed like you were going to win the game in the end, and I guess a sloppy goal to lose it.
Well, it wasn't one for the purists, was it? It was a disappointing game on a very, very difficult pitch. The sad thing is that we've picked two injuries up in Liam Palmer and Will Keane, due to the studs sticking in the ground and suddenly rotating and twisting their ankles. So I've just seen them now. They're both on crutches with boots on, going off for scans and x-rays. So that's the disappointing thing, is that it wasn't though through challenges or anything like that. But like I said, once we got our noses in front, I just felt we got control of the game. And then suddenly the game became stretched and opened. And like their goal that... The lads are saying the referees thought somebody's dived in the box. Instead of just blowing up and booking him for simulation, he's let play go on. But where we've let ourselves down, you've got to play till the whistle. And they kept the ball live, and the boy Smith has ended up toe poking it in.
Have they said that the ref has said something? Because it seemed like they were distracted by something in the penalty area. That you know, they were sort of signalling to the referee, weren't they? Say it's not a foul, and then it's while that was going on that they just played on and scored.
Yeah, like I say, you're taught right from infant schools or junior schools, you play to the whistle. And I think it's Marnick that was involved with whether it be McCormick or whatever, and suddenly they just felt that the referee had thought that he dived. But hey, at the end of the day, the boy stayed alive, the boy Smith stayed alive, and we stopped. Like I say, you've got to play to the whistle.
It's a shame, isn't it? Because once you'd actually got the opening goal, you had a really good spell there and could easily have had another one to finish it off.
Well, we got into two or three good positions, and you can just see the boys are fighting with the ball at the moment. It's getting the ball under control. It's the way to pass. Suddenly, some are having to pass with the shins because it's just popping up onto the shins and coming off the shin pads. But hey, it's the same for both teams. But the disappointing thing is we couldn't get that second goal. I think we'd gotten penned back a little bit. Suddenly they're chasing the game. It became a very, very open game with very little quality, really. Like I say, it wasn't one for the purist.
Just to come back to Palmer and Keane then, there must be an indication, you know, is it a kind of a sprain or is there any break there? I mean, how serious are these ankle problems from the first prognosis?
Well, we're obviously scanning and probably tomorrow, because I think there's too much swelling at the moment. But hey, once you're having to bring two players off, you know they've got a problem. It wasn't a case of it was contact injuries, and it's sore for a few minutes, and you have the old magic sponge on it, and then you get back out there. The two of them just couldn't carry on, as you saw. Will in the end was hobbling around, so that set us back. But like I say, the most important thing then is that we got our noses in front, but we just couldn't capitalise on. The only positive thing to come out today is that we've got to the 50-point mark.
How stretched are you going to be? Because if this is two more injuries and you've already got a fair few players out, how stretched is this squad going to be for the last few games?
Well, I said to you before, I think we had enough cover, but one thing you don't plan for like two lads be on crutches after a game. We've got two or three lads with tight hamstrings again. That's just down to the pitch. That's just down to the surface at the moment, because the standing legs sometimes they're slipping, and sometimes they're getting stuck in the mud. But one thing I'll do now is that we'll still get a team out for Wolves. We're in training tomorrow. We'll have a head count. And we might have to call some of the loans back just to make up the numbers for us.
Who are you thinking in that regard with the loans?
I haven't had time to think yet. No, at the moment, no. Let me just have a meeting with the medical team, see who's going to be fit and who's not going to be fit. I'll probably find that out more tomorrow, and then we'll start getting the team ready for Tuesday.
As sort of the speculation about summer transfers goes on, is the best sort of signing you're going to make ultimately, or the best sort of investment going to be on this new pitch? And is that something that's going to happen, you know, immediately after the last home game, crack on with getting that pitch ready for next season?
Yeah, I think that's going to happen straight after the Leeds game. Thankfully, we've only got four more games on that pitch. But the most important thing is the style of play with the group of players that I've got together, is that we want to play through the third. We want to play out from the back. The last thing I want to do is see the ball being whacked 70, 80 yards up the field. Gone are them days now. But the most important thing is the lads, I think, are just losing a little bit of confidence, as in wanting to get the ball down and play. But I just said to them, once you get into that final third, you've got to trust yourselves, and we've still got to have a bit more quality from back to front. And like I say, next season when we get a nice pitch, We'll play out from the back. We'll play through the thirds, and we want the players being drowned with the ball. But the most important thing, like I say, is that and the frustrating thing today is that it was a like I say, a game not for the purist.
Stevie May did score a goal, though. Good to see him get to 7 for the season. And I think it's perhaps the kind of goal we always expected Stevie May to score when he signed here, that he gets into the right position, and a good cross from Lewis McGugan as well.
Yeah, I'm disappointed for Stevie in the first half. I thought he had a great chance in the first half, probably late on. Probably in our best spell was probably the last 10 minutes of the first half. And whether he snatched it or just not caught it right or anything like that. So suddenly, I think it was a good header back from Atty. But then one thing you do know is that, again, McGugan's quality of the ball into the box. Stevie May's on the run. He's got a bit of space, got in front of his defender, and he's guided it into the bottom corner. And I just felt when we got that first one, that would just settle us down. But like I say, it became a bit of a lottery in the end.
Just how difficult is it for a player who, moves to a different division, a different level completely, to adapt and sort of hit the ground running? How difficult is that sometimes for a player? Is that something that maybe, as we talked about Stevie May signing for Wednesday, we maybe underestimated how difficult it was going to be for him?
Well, I don't want to make excuses or anything like that, because the most important thing is the professional footballers, and but you want all your signings to hit the ground running. I could tell you examples in the Premier League, even at the big clubs, Manchester United, they find it difficult to get their players to settle, and they've paid fortunes for them. So, no, Stevie May he'll be the first to admit he's been disappointed that he could probably be. You're saying that he was on 7 goals, he could easily be on 12, 13, 14 goals with the amount of chances that we've created for him. But he will be a good player. He's still a kid. He's still a kid. And the most important thing, like I say, is that he's got a goal there today. Could he have got two? Yes, he definitely could have got two. But the most pleasing thing, he's got a goal, and that'll give him confidence as well. Because forwards, they strive on confidence. And the most important thing is that he's put the ball in the back of the net. He'll feel $1 million because that's his job. He's putting the ball in the back of the net.
And just a final one. Paul Corrie's gone out on loan, and I think there was a possibility that he was going to go on loan earlier in the year. He's going to do it now. Why now is a good time for him, and what do you hope he's going to learn perhaps from this spell?
Well, the thing is like us, we're trying to get players in on loan, and we're trying to get signings to come in. So people have got to want your players, and Paul had an opportunity early in the season, but decided he didn't want to go. But now the opportunity's come to him to go to Carlisle, and we just feel he needs to get some games. He's not featured much in the first team. But the most important thing is it's about getting out minutes under his belt. But like I say, he goes out, we lose two players. But we might just have to, like I say, have a meeting with the medical team, sort out who's going to be fit and not fit for Tuesday regarding bringing back players.
Just one final point. You say as you're trying to sign players. When you get to this stage of the year, is any loan signing with a view to a permanent as this club moves forward, or are you prepared to sign a player who is strictly for this season to get you through?
Well, sometimes it depends. You're either getting a player in just to cover you for injuries, but also you've got to have one eye on next season. And more often than not, if you're talking about a player that's coming out the last 6 months of his contract, there is that option. But again, that's for me to discuss with the player.